It's time for Around the Horn, a look at minor league baseball.
How can you not be romantic about baseball?
Walk-offs and wild pitches are a guarantee.
It's wild thing! Ah!
Because
chicks dig the long ball.
Now let's go Around the Horn.
Play ball!
Welcome back to the Sports Line here across ESPN Radio in Virginia. Ed Lane, Anthony Santinello with us here on the Sports Line, and we're glad to be joined here on Around the Horn by a man who is making his kinfolk proud, actually doing a lot better than Justin Bieber. Bieber's apparently pretty hot on the record label these days, but not as hot as Shane Bieber is on the diamond for the Lynchburg Hillcats, because he goes 8 strong, 3 hits allowed, 11 strikeouts, and helping propel the Hillcats most of the way there to a 3-0 win against Frederick last night to open up the second half of the season. Yes, Shane, as we welcome you back, I did have that ridiculously cheesy segue, but as we learned the last time, you're used to it, and now you're starring out in a way that should make that name proud. So congratulations on your outing last night.
Yeah, that was quite the intro. Thanks for having me, guys.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you back. Got to be feeling good, too, after the outing last night, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. It was a fun one. It was good to come back after the All-Star break feeling fresh. Everything felt good. I was fortunate to have 3 pitches. I'm working early, so we kind of just went from there and worked well with our catcher, Daniel Salters. He called a great game, got to commend him on that, and just trusted it and went out there and had fun.
At what point do you realize that you have multiple pitches that are going to work for you on a given night?
I'd say a few innings. It usually takes me a couple innings to feel out all my pitches and to be able to throw them where I want. Just because it takes a little bit of repetition to get there, but and usually bring them out a little bit more second, third time through the order. First time you want to be predominantly fastball. At least that's the way I like to pitch. So it takes a little bit, but once they're there, it's a good thing for sure.
For those of us that aren't necessarily inside the pitcher's mind on a given occasion, you mentioned a couple of innings to figure out what pitches are working. Do you get a feel at all when you're warming up, or is it just a totally different mindset, pitch speed, and intensity versus the game?
Yeah, I try and separate those, between the bullpen and the game, getting on the game mound, because a lot of the times pitchers will tell you they're not sharp at all in the bullpen, and next thing they know, they go out there and throw, a no-hitter or whatever. I feel like that seems to always be the story. In the big leagues, but I think those guys are the best at doing what they do and separating a bad bullpen from a game, because the bullpen doesn't affect the team. So you just got to do your best to be able to separate it and then say, you know what, I got to go work with what I got right now and make the most of it.
Anthony Santinello and Ed Lane here on the Sports Line talking with Lynchburg Hillcats starting pitcher Shane Bieber. And Shane, people always say that, when you get to the major leagues, pitchers have 3 pitches that they're very confident in. Which one of your pitches this year would you say you've improved upon the most in the offseason and now into the second half of the 2017 season?
Improved, I'd say slider. My fastball has been there for a while. It's always been my go-to pitch. Just trying to locate it well with some decent velocity, but my off-speed is really where I need to make strides, and that's been the game plan for a few years now, especially coming in after the draft. The Indians and all the coordinators and coaches have worked really well with me and trying to improve those off-speed pitches. So changeup's been coming along steadily, and it feels good, but that's still my 3rd pitch, and slider's working out real well right now. It's been consistently getting better, and last night was the first time in a long time where it's been where I wanted it to be.
And Shane, the win last night gives the Hillcats a great start to a second half, builds on the momentum from the first half with the stretch run you guys had to clinch a spot in the playoffs. What's it like for you guys now to be able to go into the second half on a similar note to how you wrapped up the first half?
It's good. I think we got a really good crew inside this clubhouse. We all mesh super well. And we want to win. I think that's pretty awesome out of a group like this. And usually in the minor leagues at this level, it's more primarily focused on developing individual players, and it still is, but I think we do a good job of, you know, doing that as well as playing to win. So I think we mesh really well, and we're all super competitive guys, and we're going to look to try and extend that lead and take that first half berth into the playoffs and keep playing well in the second half.
Quick final question for Shane Bieber, Hillcats pitcher here on Around the Horn. You mentioned a moment ago your first half and feeling refreshed and rested for the first half start last night. Take us through what you did during your All-Star break, or maybe didn't do, and how that impacted your arm and your strength and your rest.
I really just tried to relax, played golf a couple times, but other than that, I really just hung out. It was pretty boring, honestly. I was pretty bored all three of the days, but I kept telling myself, you know, this is going to be good. Like, you're going to be hoping for an off day in about a month, so enjoy it while you can and just lay low.
Sounds good. Well, it seems to have paid off early for Shane Bieber, Lynchburg Hillcats pitcher, here on Around the Horn. Shane, thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Shane Bieber, Lynchburg Hillcats pitcher, stopping by with us here on Around the Horn. We'll get to Dennis Carter of WSET momentarily. We do need to let you know that the Randolph College Master of Arts in Teaching program, a 99% job placement rate after 1 year. If you're looking to change degrees, maybe you majored in communications and that one just isn't quite getting it done for you and you need something that's going to offer you a much brighter future, well, the Randolph College Master's of Arts in Teaching program is a great choice for your consideration because it's nationally accredited by the Council for the Accreditation of Educator Preparation and approved throughout the Virginia Department of Education, so it will set you up very well to take advantage of that 99% job placement rate after 1 year. It's the Randolph College Master's of Arts in Teaching program. WSET Sports Director Dennis Carter has found a good use for his degree, and he joins us now on the Sports Line presented by Trio Brick Oven Eatery because he has been at WSET for over 30 years as their legendary sportscaster. Dennis, it's always a pleasure to be joined on this Friday, and we know even though we can't count on Rich to be here on Fridays because it seems like they're just mounting left and right, his absences, we know you'll be here whenever you can.
Absolutely, Ed. Two Fridays in a row that Rich has decided to take long weekends, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah. I think he's starting to become a slacker, is he not? Are you kind of embarrassed to be working with him, Ed?
Yeah, just now embarrassed or having been embarrassed for a while, but now the evidence is there?
I don't even have to ask that question to you, right?
No, I think we all know the answer, right?
How you guys doing today?
We're well. It's summertime. Obviously, we're kind of enjoying all the neat stories, and you kind of get into different features this time of year as football season's around the corner. I know a couple of those have jumped out most recently, and I know you guys had one, which is pretty cool. Rich isn't here, so we can start off with high school sports. Heritage, turning up the heat, training with the Lynchburg Fire Department. That seems like a really cool way to keep training during the off season, and it seems like Brad Bradley, the head coach at Heritage for their football program, always is coming up with rather creative ways to keep his guys matching that high intensity, but finding ways to keep it refreshing and fun.
Yeah, he really is. You know, I know a few months ago, Brad had his team out there building a home for Habitat for Humanity back a few months ago. So Bob is keeping his team busy. Smith at Appomattox County. I know Doug has had the Raiders out doing so many different things. You know, when the hurricane came through, he had them out there repairing folks' homes from all the damage and stuff. And he's always had his team out there helping the community because, you know, he feels like his team is part of the community and he wants them to do more than just play football. He wants them to go out and represent the people that they live and work with. So he thinks it's important that they go out and help their fellow Appomattox natives. So Doug Smith is real good at that. Brad Bradley, as you said, has his team out doing a number of different things. So it's good for these young men. You know, they've got to know that there's much more to life than just football.
And you follow this more closely. You know, I mean, I follow high school football, but probably not on the same level you do with these specialized stories. Obviously, high school football has got a different meaning. This isn't to disparage other programs and sports, but high school football does have a unique meaning to so many different communities in terms of what that means and Friday Night Lights and people coming out and communities and districts and areas getting together. How much have you noticed, if not for a while, especially recently, that with that increased attention and stardom have come coaches that are more aware of what their programs can do to really connect with and give back to the community?
Well, I think we've definitely seen it, especially over the past few years, that the players have gotten out and are making much more of an effort to be a part of the community. I think it's great to see. I mean, again, they are just not football players. They are part of the community. They need to go out and help the folks in the community. When, you know, the folks in the community come out and support the players on Friday night, it's good to see the players actually support the community, especially when it's in need. You know, when Appomattox is hit by the storms and stuff, players, coaches get out there, help the community pick up all the damage that, you know, the bad weather created. So I think it's great to see teams out being a part of the community, helping their fellow residents, and I think we've seen a lot more of it recently. So it's good to see the coaches, you know, have a radar on what their players need to be doing, what they need to be learning. Again, it's not just football. It's out there being a part of the community and being a good citizen.
Somewhere Rich Roth is just cringing at all this positivity and uplifting information that's coming from WSET's Dennis Carter, presented by Trio, probably as Rich listens driving down the road to the ESPN NVA app and sits there and is just even more disappointed he can't put a stop to this. But since we're on the subject of good things and positive things, Dennis, we'll just continue since Rich can be tortured without the ability to actually stop us right now. Liberty Football opening their new indoor practice facility. What does that mean for Liberty's program as they continue to grow themselves into what will be in 2018 a 1A FBS level franchise or operation, if you will?
Well, it's a massive structure. I'm actually out of town this week, so I did not get a chance to take the preview tour, but I have snuck my head in there as construction was going on. That thing is an incredible structure that the guys are now going to have the benefit of working out in, especially when, you know, bad weather is out there and they can't maybe get out on the practice field. Now they've got a nice indoor facility that they can get their work done. I think it's a huge recruiting tool. I mean, can you imagine being a high school guy and coming on a tour of Liberty and they show you this incredible practice facility along with the other facilities that they've got over at Liberty now? It's a huge recruiting tool for Liberty football to, because players, young guys are impressed by big things, you know, big fields, big lights, big practice facilities. They're going to be impressed when they see that. I mean, it's an incredible structure.
Here on the Sports Line, Anthony Santinello and Ed Lane talking to WSET Sports Director Dennis Carter. Speaking of Liberty, Dennis, and I know you talked about a little bit there, the young recruits coming in to see the new practice facility. How much immediately, more so with Virginia than Virginia Tech, obviously, but how much do you think the recruits might now start to lean towards Liberty over the Cavaliers just based on their new movement to the FBS and the new practice facility?
You know, that's going to be kind of remain to be seen because it will take a while. You know, the process, they're in the beginning phases of the process of going to FBS, so it'll be interesting to see if you know, the impact will be felt right away, or whether it might take a couple of years before they actually make the move and go FBS officially. But, you know, I think for guys that don't have their heart set on going to a Virginia Tech or a Virginia, they're definitely going to get some more looks. Liberty will definitely get more looks from guys that are maybe on the fence that don't have an allegiance or a family member playing at a UVA, a Virginia Tech, a JMU. If they don't have that kind of allegiance or that drawing card that they want to go to that particular school, I think Liberty now puts itself more in the mix, because Liberty can now say, we're an FBS school, we're in the process of going FBS, if you have an interest in coming to our school, we're going to be playing the big boys. And, I mean, look at our football schedule for this coming season. We've added some FBS teams. We've got some big boys on the schedule here in the next years. So why not give us a second look if you're not, you know, bound and determined to go to a UVA, a Virginia Tech? Give us another look. So I think it'll definitely help Liberty. Again, you're going to have certain athletes that want to go to particular schools that might not be influenced by Liberty going FBS, but I think you might pick up on some of those fringe athletes that, you know, want to play Division I that maybe don't have a certain allegiance to those other schools.
Final question for WSET Sports Director Dennis Carter, who's joining us presented by Trio Brick Oven Eatery in Forest. They will cater meals to your requirements if you have any allergies or if you have taste preferences. Plus, they've got fantastic burgers and pizzas known for both of those, Trio Brick Oven Eatery. Dennis, NBA draft was last night. How much of it did you either watch or at least keep up with after the fact, or as it unfolded?
I actually did watch a lot of it, so I watched pretty much all of it, to be honest. I was amazed at all the young players taken in the draft. I think by my count, there were, 17 of the first 31 picks, I think, were freshmen. And in the first round, you only had two seniors picked out of 30 picks. Two seniors. All the other guys were young guys, mostly freshmen. So that was kind of a big takeaway for me from the draft last night, just how youth has taken over and dominated the selections in the draft.
Any pick in particular stand out to you?
I thought it was interesting the Boston Celtics pick when they passed on Justin Jackson and went for the dude whose name escapes me right now at number three.
Jason Tatum,
because as it came out today, I think Boston was a little disappointed that Justin Jackson decided to bail out the workout. Apparently Danny Ainge said that he had flown cross country to see Jackson work out, and apparently either Jackson or his agent canceled the workout kind of at the last minute, and Ainge admitted that that made him pretty upset. So that probably had a little bit to do with Boston not taking Jackson and going for Tatum at number three. So I thought that was kind of an interesting story behind the story, if you will.
WSET Sports Director Dennis Carter here on the Sports Line, presented by Trio Brick Oven Eatery. Dennis, appreciate your time. Enjoy this upcoming weekend, and we'll chat again in a week. Maybe Rich will be back with us then.
Or maybe not.
Yeah, I'm rolling the dice. Smart money in Lane's line says no.
All right, Anthony and Ed, you guys have a great weekend.
You too. Dennis Carter, WSET Sports Director, presented by Trio Brick Oven Eatery. We're coming back next here on the Sports Line.